Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Program 7 minutes after the hour. Happy to be along with you. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Roberta Fasanelli and Ken Kessler. Richie McFadden is here, and Dr. Ken Kronos will join us in a few moments to talk about the fate of former President Jimmy Carter, and that and some other things that are a part of our radio function here on the Good Day program. Did you know that today was International Left-Handers Day? Who among this group? Kenny, you left-handed? I don't remember. Richie's not. I don't think there is. Roberta's not.
Nope.
I don't know if anybody. My son is the closest person I know who's a left-hander, and I don't know where it comes from because nobody in the family is a left-hander. Our question in the poll box at DougSteffen.com today asks, are you left-handed? A, yes and proud of it. B, yeah. No, I'm right-handed. C, I'm ambidextrous. I never could quite, I tried when I was younger. Like, I've tried to shave. It's supposed to be good for your brain to be ambidextrous. Very good for your brain.
I'm a little bit.
You are.
I swing a bat, a golf club, and kick with the right
really
hands and feet.
Yeah.
Yet I'm left-handed in everything else.
Huh.
Huh.
Really?
Yeah, it's totally weird.
It is.
Well, it's saving a lot of money on golf clubs, though.
Right. Very good, Rich. You got to use your father's.
That's gone for me. But guitars I have to spend extra on because I'm a lefty.
Yeah, because you're a lefty.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's kind of fun. Left-handedness, though, if you go deep into this.
And screwdrivers, are they hard to find.
Yes, they are. Left-handed screwdrivers, very hard to find. Especially Phillips head.
Yeah.
And left-handed hammers, too.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And getting the worst things.
Yeah.
Scissors.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Find those, and you're in heaven. The question that we asked yesterday in the poll, acknowledging that the Pope is visiting the U.S. next month. A lot of people are talking about that. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day. People excited, have stories about the Pope, et cetera, et cetera. Are you going to try to see the Pope when he visits the U.S.? Let's see. 33% said I might if I can get a hotel room. 30% said I have no interest. He's going to Philadelphia, right? Isn't that where he's going to be?
Washington, New York, and Philadelphia.
Ah, okay. 23.
Up the Rockies.
And stuff. East Coast. He could take the Acela train up and down the East Coast.
Yeah.
That'd be a good way to get around. 20% said, I'm not going because I don't want to fight the crowds. Let's see. 13% said, yes, I already have my trip booked. So a lot of people want to go see the Pope. Can you imagine what mayhem it'll be in those three cities for those days? Ooh-ha! Try getting around in New York City, Roberta. It'd be a good time for you to go back to New Orleans, I'm guessing.
I think so.
In a moment, Dr. Ken Kronos joins us. We have had in this past month or two, actually, been going through this for the last couple of months, the so-called Heart Health Challenge. And because Dr. Ken is our cardiologist, I want to talk with him as we sort of wrap that program up and get to the future of former President Jimmy Carter, all coming right up here on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hi, Dr. Ken Kronos is here. He and I do a program. Well, he does it, and I'm just sort of there holding a little bit of the glue on weekends, 7 to 9 East Coast time. Dr. Ken and I answer your questions about your health and well-being. If you want to join us and have a question, 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken. The situation, you're a lefty too, by the way.
I am.
So you are happy to be a lefty. How has it helped you in your medical practice, if at all?
Well, I can face right-handed pitchers better.
For the audience's benefit, there's probably not more of a lunatic fan, if you can imagine it, with Ken being mild-mannered as he is, loves the Yankees. And we all know the Red Sox, what they say about the Yankees, although this year the Red Sox better keep quiet about the Yankees, I think. Jimmy Carter.
You want to be from Toronto, but
yeah,
keep going.
Jimmy Carter and the pancreatic cancer, not good.
Former President Jimmy Carter, Doug, who is 90 years old, announced this past Wednesday that he has widely spread cancer, but not where it originated or even known at this point where it's gone. President Carter has a strong family history of pancreatic cancer. His father, brother, and two sisters all died of the disease. President Carter was the only non-smoker in his family. Maybe that's why he made it to 90. You want me to give you a prediction on this one?
Yes.
I predict he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. The only treatment for this is chemotherapy. The most common drug is gemcitabine. But he has not announced where the primary is or where it's gone, but this is what I'm predicting he has.
Not good. This is not a good thing. But at 90, he's had a good life. He's a good human being, so we all wish him well.
And it's very tough at this age, obviously, how to treat these people because you're age 90 and you have to talk to the family, the patients. So it's a good lesson for all of us. Let your family know at age 90 what you want. Do you want everything done or do you want to just be made comfortable?
Yep. All right, let's talk for a second. This is the last week of the Heart Health Challenge. You've been integrally involved in this with me and the other members of our staff here at Good Day. I just, as an aside, thinking about Jimmy Carter, this is the kind of place where you don't want blood. When you have a pancreatic cancer or any kind of a cancer, this is the time you don't want blood moving because it feeds the cancer, right? I mean, this is where you stay away from things that increase blood flow. In this circumstance?
Oddly, yes.
Yeah. This is the only time you wouldn't want to have this. But for anything else, this Heart Health Challenge has done us a world of good, getting you, Dr. Kronhaus, to focus on why it is maintaining healthy blood pressure is so good for you, energy-wise and otherwise. So how would you sum up the approach of trying to get people to the Heart Health Challenge has been about selling Neo 40 to people, getting people to try this product, this Neo 40, which is a daily routine. You actually take it in the morning and the afternoon, I think you told me, so that you get maximum nitric oxide into your system and use super beats to support it. But this is all about the cardiovascular system, which is your area of expertise. So how well does this do? How well did the Neo 40, when you first took it, found out about it, what did you think about it, and how has that followed through?
Absolutely outstanding. This is about cardiovascular health, but this is about health head to toe. There's not a single cell in the body, Doug, that doesn't need a continuous replenishment of nitric oxide supply in the body. And most of the nitric oxide when we're born, when we're young, is made by an enzyme in the lining of the circulation. And that activity of this enzyme decreases by about 10% every decade. So by the time we get to age 40, 50% less able to make nitric oxide in the lining of the circulation. So you need to be eating dietary nitrites to be able to make nitric acid. These dietary nitrates, the most effective form is in beets, and that's the whole idea behind this Neo 40, which gives you a continuous reservoir fulfillment of dietary nitrates so you can make nitric oxide. And that's why this is so important. If you increase your nitric oxide, your immune system will work better so that these cancer cells can be killed, as we're talking about in President Carter. But once it gets as far along as it is now, then we're concerned about circulation.
Right. So Neo 40, for those of you who are interested and haven't quite captured what it's about, it's a natural fast melt tablet. You put it in your mouth, saliva makes it more nitric-y, if you will, nitric oxide-y, if that's the correct way of putting it. You know what came to me this morning earlier? Nitroglycerin. When you think about, you've given nitroglycerin, I'll bet, to heart angina patients and that sort of thing, because it opens up the nitric thing. The idea, the concept of nitric and nitroglycerin or nitric oxide is the same thing, isn't it?
That is correct. And it gives you, nitroglycerin on the tongue gives you a huge increased level of the nitrates, and that's what the Super Beast does, whereas the Neo 40 gives you a nice constant level. And I recommend everybody, especially as you get to age 40, to test yourself. And you don't need to take blood. That's the nice thing about it. You just get one of these test strips with some saliva. Yeah. Just put it on your tongue and you can see the color. Everybody should be testing for it. This is Nobel Prize winning research. Every cell in our body needs nitric oxide.
All right, so here's how you address that. When you call 800-655-4183, order two boxes of Neo 40, you'll receive the saliva testing strips that Ken is talking about. You'll also receive a 30-day supply of Super Beats, which is what got this all started in our minds, and a free book on nitric oxide. All of these things together, Neo 40 is where you start. Super Beats carries you through the day. The yummy black cherry flavor, all of this is part of a way for you to answer the Good Day Heart Health Challenge. 800-655-4183. You can go to DougLikesBeats.com if you will. But the number, talk to a human being about it, gives you more personal information. You may have questions. You can't talk to Dr. Ken in this circumstance, but you can talk to them, and they'll give you the same information Ken would. So call 800-655-4183 to take the Good Day Heart Health Challenge. Thanks to Dr. Ken. It's 17 after the hour here on Good Day. Dr. Ken is now in the back room, and Roberta Fasanelli comes to the front room. Queen of Cheap up next here on Good Day.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
How do you celebrate your anniversary? With colors like Party Time, Champagne, and Jubilee, we celebrate ours with color. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains during our Love for Color anniversary sale, August 14th through the 17th. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 35% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Summer's here, and a great way to get into the spirit is with a fresh coat of paint on your favorite room.
It's easy and affordable. To help get you started, our friends at Sherwin-Williams can provide expert advice, from the latest in paint trends to choosing the right color and simple cleanup tips. The Sherwin-Williams experts have you covered for painting success. Simply walk into one of their 4,000 stores and ask for a Sherwin-Williams professional, or go to sherwinwilliams.com. And don't forget to sign up for their Paint Perks benefits to save every day.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster
diving. It's Roberta Fasanelli. With today's specials on how you can save money, follow it up by a visit to the Better Living Box at DougSteffen.com. Robertsky.
Okay, let's start with a free Runner's World magazine. If you run, or you're thinking of running, or if you're running away from someone, get a free copy of Runner's World magazine. You got to give them a little bit of like business info, like name of your corporation and stuff like that. But don't worry if you don't have one. Just make it up. It works. Believe me, I've done it. Let's do Groupon. I love Groupon. Groupon is my friend. You get $10 off one Groupon item, $20 or more. We have the special coupon code for you. It ends today, so make sure that you go and get this. It includes a lot of items already reduced up to 75%, so this is a really good deal. Because you buy something for $20, it'll only cost you $10. Now, depending where you live, this may or may not work in your area. There's no way of knowing until you try it, but we put it here for you because, hey, you know, it's worth a shot. Save $10. And do you have a Visa signature card? Because if you do, you are in luck. Between now and August 21st, if you buy a ticket for a movie on a Friday, you get a second ticket free. And if you have a Chase Visa card, you can get free tickets on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So go see a free movie this weekend with your kids. And
free!
Go with your girlfriend during the weekend. Only pay for one.
Really? That's something to remember.
Cheap date. Your wife will never find out.
Of course. No, we want to take the wife. What are you talking about? Or the better half. 21 after. Doug Steffen's Good Day.
great news.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Serious investors and traders want to make an 81% return in 60 seconds? We can show you how using our free tool. Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars in profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple, my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Best part, it's 100% free. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides.
Since we surveyed a top five, so let's do that for this week in 1999. Number five belonged to Jennifer Lopez. Song's called If You Had My Love. Crank it up, Richie. Now, if I give me, this is how it's to be. First of all, I won't take you cheating on me. Tell me, who can I trust if I can't trust in you? And I refuse. Actually, I think it's quite a good pop song, don't you? Everybody like this or not?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. Expect you to get too sad.
No,
about
I mean, I like her.
Yeah.
I do too. I like her.
Yeah, I like her as well. Yep. Kind of like, I don't know, three or four other pop divas who are around. Wouldn't you say Mariah Carey is one of those? I like her music for the most part as well.
Who would be another? I like Mariah's music a little better than Lopez's.
You do?
But I think I like Jennifer Lopez more than I like Mariah.
As a human being.
I just think she's what a cool person.
Yeah. Accomplished a lot.
Yeah.
All right, 25 after the hour here on Good Day. Number four for this week in 1999, Smash Mouth. Hey now, this was their first hit, I think, wasn't it, Kenny?
It was their first big one.
Big one.
Definitely, yeah.
All Star, it's called. Crank it up. Please, Richie. Please.
Where was Smash Mouth being without... What's the name of the movie, Ken?
Shrek.
Nowhere.
Yeah, pretty much their two big hits were attached to that movie series, right?
Yeah. All right, so we go from number four, which is Teddy and Doug, Smash Mouth. Number three belongs to Destiny's Child. Bills. That's a typical girl group sound from this era, yeah?
Yeah, the R&B slash hip hop.
Yeah, right. This is not hip hop, is it?
Uh-huh.
It is.
Sure.
Really?
More R&B.
Now you've been acting on my car. Pay me back. Buy me gifts with mine. Haven't paid the first bill, but you better head and to the mall, going on shopping sprees, perpetrating to your friends that you be falling, and then you lose my cell phone, calling whoever that you think at home, and then.
All right, so that's number three tune. Number two during this week in 1999 belonged to KC and JoJo. Tell Me It's Real. I don't remember this song. I don't think I do, but I like what I hear here. Richie, another R&B tune. How much of the top five tunes as we look back? Kenny, you'd be good at this as well. When you look back at the last, 40 years, and think of the influences. What has been of late an influence has been a lot of black music, R&B music, that sort of thing, and even the rap.
Since the history of music, it's been a lot of black music.
That's because black musicians are generally. How do you listen to this one? How many emails are we going to get on this or Facebook post? Most black musicians are better than the comparable white musicians.
I don't feel better, but it's more important.
Yeah, they do a better. Well, they've more than more influence. Rhythm. It's kind of like
you
saying,
"You would have no Elvis, you would have no Beatles, you would have no."
This is true.
Without the black influence,
right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's basically making my point. Christina Aguilera is number one. Genie in a Bottle. Number one this week, 1999. What a good pop star. What nationality is she?
America.
Yeah, where does she come from?
America.
Family history. Aguilera. Is that a Hispanic name?
Oh, let's look it up here. Hold on a second.
Where you get five seconds?
Aguilera, yeah, she's definitely Hispanic.
That's all I want to know.
Yeah.
So they have two strong Hispanic influences in the top five.
Born in Staten Island.
1999, 28 after a good day.
America.
America.
Priscilla Chan and her husband Mark Zuckerberg make a rare personal announcement on Facebook. They're pregnant. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. Amidst the joyous announcement that they're expecting their first child, the Facebook founder and his wife also announced they've had three miscarriages. This public share is all because they want to remove the stigma associated with miscarriages. Here's what you need to know. Miscarriages are spontaneous loss of a pregnancy, and they're common, really common. They occur up to the 20th week of a pregnancy, but most occur the first 12 weeks. Hence the tradition of not announcing a pregnancy for the first 3 months. The fact that the vast majority of women go on to have a normal pregnancy subsequently doesn't diminish the pain and loss a woman feels with a miscarriage. Miscarriages happen because the baby isn't developing normally, usually a genetic problem. Exercise, having sex, or working outside the home don't cause miscarriages. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good day program, home of the well-nourished minds. And we all know that a well-nourished mind is a terrible thing to waste. Therefore, we pay attention to what Roberta Fasanelli says on the Good Day program, along with Kenny Kessler and Rich McFadden. Joining us in a few minutes, fitness expert Andrea Metcalf. The way you can deal with certain health issues using social networking and social media in our focus here. Everybody and everything seems to revolve around that, or certainly a lot of it. The sampling of people's minds in Iowa and New Hampshire. The polls indicate that Donald Trump is ahead on the Republican side in both Iowa and New Hampshire. However, it's not the same on the Democratic side. Mrs. Clinton is ahead in Iowa. She is not ahead in New Hampshire. Bernie Sanders is. Looking around at some of the things that are going on, I get kind of a kick out of reading into what's going on in Iowa. This is the time of year when we have all the farm fairs. The late summer and early fall, there are some great fairs all over the country where you go and eat and you talk to the cows. And also, if you're a politician, you're taking questions about foreign policy from people who may or may not like you. For those people who want to be president of our country, a visit to the Iowa State Fair may be the purest distillation of the campaign experience. But Iowa's the first, right? Iowa caucus has come before the New Hampshire.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah. All right, so anyway, today starts the Iowa Fair, the big fair that goes for 10 days, and most of the hopefuls will pass through
pausing to chomp on who knows what, a lot of fried food, that sort of stuff, and yak with the locals, out for a day of fun. And this is fun. And they get on the soapbox and they talk about what it is that makes it important for you to consider their candidacy. And there are oftentimes these people who are mixing with the crowds. I remember seeing Mitt Romney do it once, and he was very, very good at it, actually. Even though he didn't look, he kind of came across as a stiff, like old man Bush came across as a stiff. When you got them together or sort of aside, they were people you could be very fond of very easily. Anyway.
Yeah.
So, the way that the political wannabes are being managed by political consultants makes it very awkward these days to try to get somebody in an unscripted way to answer a question. All of these people want to make sure their message is formulated. Mrs. Clinton is probably the best about it, but I would guess that probably Jeb Bush's handlers are working that whole, maybe they all are. I think Marco Rubio's got some people around him that are.
I haven't seen Hillary on the TV much at all.
No, she's coming to the fair, though.
Is she?
Yep. And she can go to the box if she wants to. They all get a chance to go into the box. And you can be asked a question. You can get heckled. You can, you know, almost anything happens. The guy's name, he'll love this, Roberta, the chairman of the Polk County, where the Iowa Fair is, Polk County Republican Party, is Will Rogers. That's the guy's name.
That's your favorite, though. Don't you love Will Rogers?
I love Will Rogers. I even love that name, but what it stands for. He was not an Iowan by any stretch of the imagination. He's a coaster, but anyway.
Bought you Will Rogers stuff.
Yes, you did. You'll find a lot of these people, starting today, waxing poetic on all of the things that they want you to know. I just wonder if there's going to be a natural moment like there used to be at these fairs, where there is really an exchange of people really have eye contact. The best person I ever saw on the stump when it came to this was Bill Clinton. In my entire life of following, and I used to do a lot more politics on my program and get involved in campaigns and go out on the road and all that stuff, by far, without any, there was nothing ever even close to the way Bill Clinton could handle a crowd. And that's why he won.
Yeah,
Obama was pretty good at it, but he never came across as being really sincere. Clinton, you could look into his eyes, and man, he thought...
He loved it.
Oh, of course he
loved
did.
It.
Hey, he still does?
Yeah.
He still does. Still likes it a whole lot. I had a friend who, when we were at a restaurant, interrupted by the waitress, would come back and remember a conversation that I was having. I was thinking how important it is for these candidates to listen and think that they're being, the people who are asking them questions, think they're being heard. And that's what you got with Clinton. You thought you were the only person in the world talking to him at that moment, and you were the only person in the world he was paying attention to. That is a gift.
Well, Hillary has that, too.
I don't...
When I met Hillary a few times, I felt the same way. She shook your hand, she looked you in the eye, and you felt like you were the only person in the room.
She was... when I met her, and it's been like you two or three times in different circumstances, I found her very likable. I found her charming. I enjoyed her. We talked about her children. We talked about my children. We talked about actually dancing. Frankly, we were at a party at the White House, and she and I danced. There's a great picture of somebody, I don't know where the heck it is now, of her and the two of us dancing, and the photographers were taking pictures of it because she put her head on my head. It was very sweet. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make here...
She's expecting your vote. You know that now.
Hillary?
Yes. You guys danced. She put her head on your shoulder. She is expecting your
vote. That was a long time ago. That was like 1996 or 97 or something.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Now you have an excuse.
I wouldn't... Well, I don't know at this point. It depends on...
Do you think she's changed?
Yeah, I do. I think she's changed. Yeah, I do think she's changed. But I think she's still, I think Roberta's right. I think she's still a good listener. And this is the point. I'm just trying to go into a different box here. Sort of following something that I've been talking about on and off all week. You know how I get into these sort of themes, sometimes unintended consequences of our conversations here. And that's really what good conversation is all about. Not expecting what the next conversational point is going to be, but one of the things that I have been urged to do this week is listen more. I have been told that for years, but for some reason it's coming home this week. And don't ask me why. We had a conversation yesterday in our staff meeting, and one of the things that and my focus group, she gets a kick out of my focus group. My focus group tells me that sometimes I talk too much when we have a guest on in introducing the person who's the expert. And I think I'm trying to set it up so you'll know, you'll be familiar with whatever the conversation's to be about. And I've been doing this for a long time, and I can't tell you that I'm perfect because none of us are. I think I'm pretty good at it at this point. I think I've always been pretty good at asking questions because I've been very inquisitive all of my life. But it's a time in my life when I need to start listening more, and maybe that's because in a serious adult relationship, you really, if you want the relationship to succeed, have to have two-way conversations. And that's been one of the biggest problems that I've had in relationships over the years, present one included, is that I talk too much. And it's because it has nothing to do really with the relationship. It has to do with my training of, you know, when you're a radio person, the worst thing that can happen is for there to be dead air, nothing on the air. So for years, I've been filling up the air, and if there is silence, I'm uncomfortable. Instead of just waiting for the conversation to be... Remember earlier this week, we talked about Richie. You came up with the green light, yellow light, red light thing, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't that you? That was you that came up with that.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, wasn't it? I thought it was. All right, well, anyway, the conversation should last. It should be the length of time for the green light is when you're making your points. Yellow light, people are beginning to, you know, sort of doze off. Red light, they're gone. They're finished with you.
You know, it's funny you mentioned right. that. I went out on a date with this girl that I thought she was it.
Yep.
And I was, wow, man, she's everything. I got to go out with her. Right. I finally get a date with her. She didn't have five words to say.
No. Okay. It's hard sometimes.
And you, tough one, man. You spend the whole time trying to fill dead air.
Yep.
And that's when I learned asking questions when in a conversation with new people about them keeps the conversation
going,
and it keeps you from looking
you
like
listen.
All I did was talk about myself.
By the way, you're listening, you're not hearing.
Right.
Do you hear? And sometimes people say, do you hear what I'm saying? That's a clarification question to find out if you're listening. And in order to be listening, you have to be present. You've got
to
be
politicians. That's what like a Bill Clinton does well.
Oh.
He's looking at you in the eyes, asking you about what's going on in your life.
Yep.
And
right.
It makes you feel important. And
that's why you want to vote for him.
Everywhere. If you're on a date, if you're with a client, whatever it is, if you ask them and you're engaged and you really look them in the eye and you ask them about themselves and you really are interested, that person will walk away thinking you are the coolest person they just ever met.
When you listen to somebody, look at them. Look into their eyes.
So I teach my kids eye contact.
Yep, absolutely. Summarize in your mind.
A firm handshake and eye contact.
Yep, absolutely. And by the way, limit the conversation to the length of time that you have the ability to concentrate on it. And as Richie said, asking questions is important. I thought Bette Midler once, when I remember reading something about her life, she said, enough about me, let's talk about you. What do you think of me? Self-centered people are usually pretty uninteresting. Anyway, so deflect attention away from you and get it onto the other person. So let's see how I do with that in a moment. Andrea Metcalf, who is one of my favorites, contributor to this program, talking about what younger people are facing when it comes to social networking and how they can get help with various mental health issues. So that's up next here on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
A Harris poll found that nearly 70% of Americans are planning a summer trip this year. Even if your calendar says August, you can still pack up the car and hit the road. But make sure you take the items that will allow you and your friends to have maximum fun. I'm Risa Jill Miller. Let's start with music. You'll want a great playlist that can transition from the car to the beach. Portable speakers and beach games are also a must. Stock the car with towels, sunscreen, water, and snacks so you're always ready to take a last-minute getaway.
Andrea Metcalf joining us here on Good Day at 46 past the hour. One of America's leading fitness experts, a celebrity trainer, fitness entrepreneur, one of the most respected and in-demand fitness trainers and public speakers, and she still has a horrible cell phone.
She's working out.
Are you working out now?
Yeah.
No, I already did my workouts for the day.
Of course you did.
I taught a Pilates class about 45 minutes ago, and feeling great. You guys, it's so good to hear your voices.
Nice to hear your voice again. Let's talk about what you've been writing about. You wrote, social media has been sweeping our free time, resulting in poor self-image, comparison depression, and overall poor mental health. The average time on the Internet is 4 hours, 25 minutes a day. According to new data, the average user logs 1.72 hours a day on social platforms. So what is this bringing us in terms of you're focused on mental health as well as physical health and well-being? And I'm wondering whether this is something that happened to your daughter. I have forgotten how old your daughter is.
Well, 24 years old, so... I don't see it as much, you know, in her space, you know, because you talk about it with your kids and you keep them active. And I think that's part of this inactivity of spending time on the Internet and the comparison shopping that goes on. Oh, look at this person is doing that. And everyone's trying to have this, wow, look at me lifestyle, which is what's causing some of the problems in our teen health and depression, which is really sad.
How much of it can be worked off in terms of actual physical exertion? When people have mental health issues, the time they spend, you've indicated in what you've written, they're spending a lot of time sitting and participating in chats and that sort of thing. How much better off would they be if we could get teenagers to exercise more when it comes to this problem?
You know as well as I do that exercise makes you feel good. It's not just the endorphins, but it's also the confidence of knowing that you can and that you're able to do. When people are in the Internet world and into the social media and comparison space, you know, they're feeling isolated. They feel alone. When you're outside and you're around other people, whether it's in a group fitness class or you're at the park, that interaction goes a long way. And, you know, our relationships and social networking end up happening in a different space. There's more emotional context that can be conveyed through words on a page. So things can become misread as well. And, again, cause for hurt feelings or, you know, not feeling good enough.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't happen in people-to-people situations as easily.
No, sometimes people in activity situations. Listen, in the time that we have, I wanted to ask you about all of the new fitness apps. I see that Adidas has spent $240 million to buy Runtastic, which has 70 million users, 140 million downloads. How much of a factor are these fitness apps in general in the business of fitness?
Well, I think that the fitness app space and the activity tracker space that do a lot of interactive are really great ways for people to stay motivated. I love the trackers that give you immediate feedback. You're looking at it on your wrist and it's either lighting up and giving you that, like, hey, I did okay or I need to do more. And the same thing with, you know, the apps that are out there from Runtastic, like you mentioned, or Daily Burn. There's so many out there. Fitbit, Fit Pro, that if there's a way to keep us engaged and motivated, I love it. I'm all for it. And because we spend, 68% of the population has smartphones, it's a good thing.
Yeah, there's something to add on to it. Andrea Metcalf, swell to hear you. Check out AndreaMetcalf.com for more on these two issues and many other health-related issues. It's 51 after on Good Day.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Why don't you get a job, Spicoli?
What for?
You need money.
All I need is some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
Fast time.
The most important brand. Down to make an out. Whenever possible, put on side one of Led Zeppelin 4.
Great stuff.
What are you people? On dope?
Somebody's baby, Jackson Brown, from the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High, number one movie this week in 1982. Let's see who was here, who wasn't here in that time. Hold on a minute. Stop all your noise there. That's a minute. The number one movie this week, 82, was this Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I was a senior in high school.
Really?
Right up my alley. Bam.
And you want to know something to tell you how far he goes back? Forrest Whitaker was in that movie.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah, it was his Camaro that they wrecked.
That's right.
Yep.
Good thinking. Good memory. Yeah, Richie. All right, so Chuck Curry is here.
50 lines from this movie.
50 lines?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
If you're a man and you were and you were anywhere in high school or in your teens in the 80s, you remember half of this movie.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess that leaves me out.
Yeah. No,
anyway, the whole idea.
Do you remember Citizen Kane, Doug?
I don't remember. I remember seeing it. Thank you for that, Tucker.
I can quote all the lines from Gone with the Wind.
Right, exactly. I can sing Somewhere Over the Rainbow if you'd like.
There you go.
Meanwhile, Tucker has movie news for us in a moment if he lasts the next minute or so.
Oh.
Bic knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity,
creativity and make them a better reader. Join BIC's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take BIC's pledge to save handwriting at BICFightForYourWrite.com. That's BICFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com.
I'd say 10.
4 or 5.
12.
How many different beers do you think Sam Adams brews in a year?
I think Sam Adams has about 10 different beers.
I can think of the Boston Lager.
Summer Ale.
Cherry Wheat.
Ooh, Cherry Wheat.
Red Bull IPA.
Sam Adams brews over 60 different styles of beer a year.
I'm shocked.
That's crazy.
So obviously we were wrong. I had no idea Sam Adams made this many.
These go up against some of the best beers across the world.
I'm kind of impressed.
This definitely changes my perspective on Sam Adams.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Beer. Take it responsibly.
All right, 56 past the hour. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with movie news. Chucker, what sort of events do we have to look forward to this weekend? What's going on in the world of movies, DVDs, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera?
Some movie news first, Doug. Industry reports say when all said and done, 20th Century Fox will take a $60 million write-off on its latest Fantastic Four reboot. No matter what you say about movie studios making money, that is what they call serious coin. Now, having said that, the studio at this point still plans to do a sequel and has its release date of June 9, 2017. So why would they do that? If they do it, I still think they won't do it, but they plan on taking the characters of the Fantastic Four and spinning them off into the world of the X-Men, which is very successful for that studio. They'll probably get another director, new writers, and I think they'll still keep the same cast and try to proceed and make it profitable.
What happened to that series, Chuck? I mean, it did so well, and then on this one, it just crushed. It just
died.
Well,
the other two that they did, fans deemed them way too light in tone, and then everything is going into a much darker type of tone, so that's what they try to do, and they had huge problems with the director and the producers, and it feels like half a movie, so it's just weird how it turned out. Well, basically it bombed at the box office. Other news, Doug, production will begin November on Jack Reacher 2, which again will star Tom Cruise. That movie was a moderate hit. It was a good movie. Cruise has so much clout in the business that he got a sequel greenlight.
Yeah, it's good. You know, my son, I hate to, this is not name dropper time, but because he works in the industry, he becomes friends with a lot of the people. The writer of that movie that starred Meryl Streep and Rick Springfield that I talked about that was out this past week. Yeah, Diablo Cody is a friend of his, and he was at a picnic at her house a couple of weeks ago, and they were talking about the movie. Apparently, she was a stripper. Diablo
That's
Cody.
Right.
And
That's right.
Her real name is not Diablo Cody. It's something else, and I can't remember.
No,
what
really?
Her real name is. Yeah. And so anyway, but sure, her first movie was about her life as a stripper. So she's written five or six movies. This is the most, the one that had the most promise, but apparently Jonathan Demme and Meryl Streep got along about as well as cats and dogs. And that's why she wouldn't do promotion for the movie. He apparently was very abusive with her. And
really?
So, yeah, and that's why the movie hasn't gotten as much traction, because he's supposed to be a good director. She'd never worked with him before and said she never would again. So I think it's too bad, because the movie is actually quite good.
Good story.
Yeah. All right, Chucker. Good man. I always like your stories here. It's the Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.